So the subject is slightly different. It's a security normalist versus remote participation versus, because we have at the beginning at least suffered from new rules, but finally it's not so bad solutions. So this new plan, which is called PSR, Network Security Plan of CAA, has required a complete rework of all our way of working, or rules, and the path of network access. And one of the most work was for remote participation for concerning this. And this document will describe our local solutions to cope with the situation. Sorry. So the previous network structure of the previous network structure of CAA simplified was very classical and old. We had several CAA intranets, one internal CAA, one external CAA. It's with the outside world, it was clear. We have a firewall to filter incoming connections, and almost no firewalls for outgoing connections. And this area was very bad defined. To say the truth, I have never really understood what happened between those two areas, as we don't master the firewalls. To explain, we have 800 kilometers away from central CAA institution, and we don't have any power on rules, on firewalls, and so on. So we have to ask to negotiate and so on. The rules are fixed and done in Paris, so we have to cope with them. So in all those schematics, the arrows don't show the data flow, but the direction of connection. So this was a very obsolete configuration, and the problem was when the machine was compromised, we couldn't, CAA couldn't easily isolate all these intranets to solve the problem. So this new network structure, I will explain part by part after. The network has been divided in what they call bubbles. The main one was our intranet, which is the main CAA operation bubble, with the database, experiments, administrative database, and so on. This is the internal, our internal network. We have, CAA has done a hébergement bubble. Hébergement means, hosting. Hosting bubble, it's an open area, for, PCs of guests, HT3 and VRVS. And, another bubble is called partners bubble. In this bubble, we have MDS plus server. Shortlistener is just MDS plus events. It's the name of a client which uses MDS plus events. So I would have been better to write here MDS plus events, remote computer access, TSTV, and semi-private web servers. So what is important to see in this drawing is that, as you can see, only this direction is allowed from internal intranet, secure intranet, to outside. Very few incoming connections are allowed. This is our main problem for remote participation. So firewalls are not shown, but they are obvious. So for remote, I have divided for remote data access and event access. It's simple. We use from public in internet, we use NDS plus, which kind of proxy, which is called Altair, which himself goes and fetch data via our private protocol, which is called TSBAS, TSMAT. So it's a kind of proxy. So people from public internet don't reach directly the database. And to protect the NDS IP host, the file which filters IP names of clients is considered as sufficient. It's very simple. Remote computer access. There are two ways for non-CAA people. It's simply by using SSH to the same server Altair. Oh, sorry. To the same server Altair, and which contains also accounts, Unix accounts of collaborations. And we have a special tube, let's say. If you have a CAA laptop, which is agreed by CAA and some certificates, you can reach directly the intranet of CAA by VPN. So it's very restricted. You must be from the CAA with a CAA card and so on. Webs and prototypes, nothing, it's very ordinary, it's just to keep the complete information. It's by SSH and HTTPS, and we have some semi-public Ethercat web server, and also a PAPI project with CMAT, on which CMAT is actually working. TSTV, it's a little more complicated, and we'll explain again after. As all the PCs, which the PCs of presentation rooms, meeting rooms, are in intranet, we had a problem because our TSTV, which is in zone partner, had the old way of connecting was that TSTV, a channel of TSTV, tried to connect to the TSTV server in the meeting room. Now this way is forbidden. So we simply use the reverse connection possibility of TSTV, which asks to a TSTV server to connect to a TSTV client. It's a reverse connection. I don't know if you know this. It's a trick which use a server as a client, the client as a server, at least for the connection direction. So it has been allowed. It has also been allowed by CAA, provided that we use encrypted VNC, which is the encrypted VNC is the professional edition, which is a commercial one, not expensive at all. So we connect the good way to the TSTV server. Real-time displays of TSTV is the same, the problem is slightly different. And the displays are created, the graphic displays related to the experiment are created in the intranet. And we have to transport them to the VNC proxy. And on the previous old version, we used X11. I will explain how we do that. And we have been obliged to tunnel X11 into an SSH tunnel to be in conformance with an exchange of RSA keys to start this automatically this tunnel. And it works perfectly without problem. And we are okay with our rules. For H323 on VRVS, the problem is not completely solved. So we are in a provisional local situation. VRVS is allowed because we are lucky, because the reflectors are Renater's reflector, which Renater's machines are machines from the French Scientific Research Network. So as we have this guarantee, we have been allowed to connect our VRVS servers to Renater, but they are in the bubble, emergent bubble. So in the bubble emergence, there are no personal computers. So we can't do a VRVS with personal computers. H323, it's the same. It has been tolerated because H323 are closed machines. I think it's not so easy to hack, maybe to disturb, but not to hack an H323 machine. So once they have been clearly identified, we can use H323 from this emergent bubble. Same problem, H323 is only for meeting rooms. So in each meeting room, we have a small hébergement bubble to cope with this problem and to have H323 and VRVS. VRVS not yet again, because we are waiting for some hardware, but it's another problem. So the next steps will be obviously to use gatekeeper proxies for H323. And there is a project of gatekeeper proxies at CEA, but I think it's rather late, and I will try to at least do my own gatekeeper proxy and to submit them, to push a little for this. For VRVS, the problem is another problem, because if you want to have, I think the information is always true, if you want to have a VRVS reflector, you must let the administrators of VRVS manage it. So the CEA will, I don't think the CEA will let anybody administer internal machine. So I'm not really sure that VRVS will move from this hébergement bubble. This means that probably VRVS, individual VRVS will not be possible. Finally, it's not so bad, because this restructuration has been quietly, without panic, because we have the problems have been looking ahead. So we have got time enough to study solutions and try to find something still working. And the benefits is that we have H323, which is working now. Because we didn't have H323, we never had H323. So, and also the benefit, finally, is that we will be, I think, able to simplify a lot our ERP installation, administration, and we plan to have new tools to simplify administration of remote participation. Thank you. That's all.
No time for discussion. No, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Oh, 5 minutes. Wait, yes, for all subjects, I think. Yes?
What did you say about opening all formats of your H323 systems in the other? Does that mean they are really open to everybody? Or are they just open to some?
Actually, it's everybody.
So I would really offer use our gatekeeper. They're just these systems.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So it's only a one-to-one opening then. That's
for safe. Yes, I think we will register on gatekeepers. But if CAA has accepted to all the ports, we accept also. For the moment, they accept all the ports, only from to and from those H323 machines. And but for the moment, they don't control on which machine you connect. But I accept, and I'm very happy that you propose me to.
We don't have global dialing system T164 numbers.
Yes.
And of course, we need them to participate in multi-point conferences.
Yes.
That's another reason to register somewhere.
Yes. We have been registered provisionally on the Hungarian gatekeeper for
Europe. You can be registered, and you have to decide what you can do.
Yes, what I can do, especially. Yes,
what I
am authorized to do.
And second question, the installation of your home proxy. Why is it only in 2007. So depending on the new gigabit network, you will.
I will try with help of everybody here to implement just for test a GNU gatekeeper proxy. I think it's a good solution, and just to push the CAA to do something, because if I wait after them after CAA, it's not 2007, it's 2008, 2009. I don't know. It's very, things are very slow. So if I push a little, saying I have done a gatekeeper proxy, maybe it will move something. Okay, so I can stop with this one. So concerning the subjects,
coffee.
Coffee. Okay.
Coffee.
Okay. Subject.